I'm Sylvia Bullard, news reporter for CJMQ 88.9. The foundation started to be poured for the new $30 million multi-purpose sports facility Friday at Bishop's University. Today, Brian Breckles is in the CJMQ studio. He's the director of athletics and recreation at Bishop's University. We'd like to hear some more of the details about this project. Welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. It's exciting. 2 weeks ago, they started with the heavy equipment out in the back of the sports center and moving lots of earth around and putting all the new infrastructure in. So some of the new sewage lines, all the new water sources, all the pieces that we wouldn't think of normally when you start a project like this.
Right, right. Can you tell us a little bit about how the construction is going to take place? I believe it will be done in two phases.
It'll be done in two phases. So the first phase is the construction of the new building, which is on, I have to think for a second, on the east side of the building, mm-hmm. to the rear of the building. And going in there will be a new arena, as well as a new double gymnasium. And then there'll be lots of change rooms, obviously A for the hockey arena, and then B for a number of our teams. And upstairs, there will be a beautiful new terrace that'll be outside looking onto Coulter Field, as well as a lot of lounge space and space that we have that we're missing really in our facility right now.
So you will have a new arena. Did you say how many people that will seat?
So the plans are for the new rink to seat 800 people. Uh-huh. The stands will be on the one side. It's actually similar to the Tebow Arena that they've built, where the stands are on the one side for the fans to obviously be able to enjoy the game. And the one thing that the new building allows is a lot of glass, so a lot of natural sunlight coming in throughout the building.
That will be very nice.
The first part that they're doing is actually building the arena. So they're actually starting on what would be the southwest side, and they'll build the project and move that way from what is literally from east to west as they build the new sports center at the back of the building.
So then the old building will become part of the new building. Eventually, I guess it will all look like a totally new building.
Correct. So the goal is for in the spring 2014 for the new building to be finished. And at that time, we will vacate the old building that we're in. All the staff and function will move into the new building. And then we will they'll renovate, the construction company Geritech will renovate the old building and be able to make the connecting parts so that both buildings you'd be able to, you know, flow traffic and people will be able to flow back and forth from the old into the new.
Right. And what about the old arena? What's going to happen to that?
So there's no plans currently. I do know that once the new arena is built and up and functioning, which would be for September 2014 for the fall, that the old arena, there's no plans right now for the arena to be used, and we're not quite sure. I mean, it could be used for perhaps in the summer for ball hockey or indoor facility that way, but there's no plans currently in place, so we're looking at our options.
Do you think it may be torn down?
Hard to say. There's plans going on and strategic plans going on for the university, and it just depends on what they come up with, what they want to do.
Okay, so of course, all of the students, all of those who go to Bishop's will be happy with this new complex, but I suppose the rest of the community will benefit from this as well.
I think our community, and Sylvia, as I've said to you before, that we serve as the YMCA in this community, and the function of having another, as an example, another double gymnasium, that allows more community members to be able to come in, play badminton, play volleyball, play indoor soccer, be able to use our facility, being able to have more martial arts programs and classes offered. It's an all-encompassing that way. The one key aspect that we haven't touched on yet will be the new fitness facility. So we're adding on about another 5,000 square feet fitness facility that'll have all the cardio, treadmills, bikes, lifting equipment. We're adding that on, but it's actually not, it's added on to the old building on the side where the Coulter Field is as well. And it'll be a beautiful new addition, and we look forward to members of the community coming and seeing the new facility once it all opens.
Well, I'm sure that the members of the community are very excited about this as well. And what about during the Canada Games now that will be taking place this summer, beginning in August? What's going to happen? Will construction continue during that time?
It's my understanding that right now the construction will stop approximately on, I don't have the date, but I believe July 19th, which is the start of the construction holidays, and then will stay closed through the Canada Games. With Bishops not only offering the soccer at Coulter Field and the basketball in Mitchell Gymnasium, our residences are also serving as the athletes' village for the Canada Games.
Oh.
So there'll be upwards of over 4,000 athletes on campus over the 19 days.
Wow.
Which is a lot of people, a lot of movement of people, a lot of coordination. And with that happening, it's just going to be too tough to have the heavy equipment, the transport trucks, the heavy equipment that's there now that we're seeing from cement trucks today to the dump trucks that are going back and forth.
So there will be a little bit of a break during that time.
There is. And I think that really, really pleased when I was able to see the calendar that they've put together for the construction project.
Mm-hmm.
It allowed us to know with confidence that we'll be able to have this first phase done next spring.
By the time the Canada Games begin, what will we see as far as the construction goes?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm not sure right now.
No.
Because if they work it, as I mentioned earlier, from east to west on what is the... I was completely wrong, Sylvia, of that being from east to west. If that's the north, it'll move from the south to the north, but on the east side of the building. And what that means is as we move through the project... If they're going to complete the arena, which is the part that's on the south side, the new arena on the south side, I don't know if they'll complete, as an example, all the steel that's required for that, for the infrastructure. If they'll just be pouring that foundation, before they move over to the north side where the gym is going to be and everything else. So that kind of detail we'd need to speak to Geritech about.
All right. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens at that time. And we'll all be interested in watching the evolution of this project going on, that's for sure. So we thank you very much, Mr. Breckles, for taking the time to speak with us and to give us all of the details on this new project.
Thank you very much for having me.